Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is already Friday, the 14th day of September 2012, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. You've got a bomb threat here in Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas, the largest university in the world, arguably, and there's also a bomb threat taking place at a North Dakota campus. A Middle Eastern man, or someone with that voice, "Hello, this is Habib. I'm going to bomb you in 90 minutes. I have been dressed as mailman. There are bombs in the what you call it, where you put the mail, the little boxes. I'm going to get you." And everyone runs screaming in fear. I got to the office and it was just like, the bombs. A few people were walking around excitedly, and that's fine. I understand. You know, the media is hyping it like it's the end of the world. And at first I'm like, well, maybe somebody had a, you know, test coming up today, because it is Friday and they were a little nervous. Some graduate student, you know, schizophrenic, wanting to become a psychologist or psychiatrist or something. But then I noticed the whole North Dakota thing, and this fits in with all the hysteria in the Middle East and this movie putting down Muhammad. So the Muslims go crazy if somebody puts down the Prophet Muhammad, their Prophet Muhammad, and burn everything down over the Middle East or have them kill each other. And over here, though, if you have a bomb threat, we all run off the edge of a cliff in fear from it. I'll tell you, there's a real evacuation going on in Guatemala. A big volcano by a major city is erupting outside tourist center. They've ordered 33,000 people evacuated. The officials have, not the public servants, the officials. That's the new upper class worldwide, is the government bureaucrat class, where, hey, you may not be skilled in anything or be talented, but you can't have some authority over somebody. But that's the kind of thing you do want to evacuate from. But what do they say? The wicked flee when none pursue. The wicked flee when none pursue. Now, obviously, we're going to have reporters, because we're here in Austin. We've got Melissa Melton and John Bound down there shooting video and interviewing people. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll talk about the bomb threat, because the guy said, an hour ago, that in 90 minutes he was going to blow everything up. So we'll find out, I guess, here in the next 30 minutes if bombs are going to go off everywhere. I'll tell you what's going off, though. GMO corn, GMO soybeans that are sterilizing you and are linked to massive organ failure and cancer in all the mammal studies. They won't allow human studies. There is a new special report out right now dealing with the new wheat coming out that top scientists are saying could cause organ failure and other things. So all of that is going on. Also, drudgereport.com is a link to our report from last night about TSA gropers are now not just at the Paul Ryan events, but now at the Mitt Romney events. And I want to find out, because it doesn't explain, are they inserting themselves like the Secret Service? Did the Secret Service call them in? Or did Mitt Romney ask for them? Because let me tell you something. I've never been a one-issue person, but I hate the TSA and this takeover so much. And I understand it's the key of the takeover, the total federalization, globalization, that I would almost vote for somebody just if they'd not have the TSA and try to grope my family and stuff. But their answer will be, don't worry, wear a tracker chip, which they're now coming out with, where you wear a bracelet or a taser thing. They're just taking over all of the infrastructure and travel. So it's a big issue. We're in tyranny. And so, yeah, Al-Qaeda threat. When you scroll up there to the top of Drudge, he's got it all up in red there about the Al-Qaeda threat now, you know, basically shutting everything down. If you'll go back to the top page there of Drudge, we'll show people that top headline there. And we've also got a lot of that. Al-Qaeda threat shuts down the University of Texas. We've got reporters reporting from there in a moment. Stay with us. We'll be back. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. And again, thank you for joining us. There is so much to cover today. Obviously, the big headlines out there are Al-Qaeda threat shuts down University of Texas and also the University of North Dakota campuses. UT is probably a third of the city of Austin. It's the biggest campus and as the most students, roughly, they argue the point of any campus in the world. We have our reporters, Melissa Melton and John Bound, on the ground down there. We're going to be going to them in a few minutes. I got to the office at about 10 a.m., and the news had just broken minutes earlier, all over the local news, as if the end of the world was occurring, because someone called up and said,
I am going to put bombs in your mailboxes and get you prepared. I will kill you.
I mean, basically, like that puppet that's on TV, the dead terrorist or whatever his name is, and the wicked flee when none pursue. you would think it's the end of the world. I mean, that's all anybody's talking about in Austin is the fact that they said in 90 minutes after the call that the bombs are going to go off. So that's in about 20 minutes from now. 20 minutes from now, the University of Texas, according to this phone call, is going to have bombs go off. What do you want to bet no bombs go off? And if the feds are behind this, they might have a firecracker or something. I mean, this is just amazing to see the hysteria and how we can be manipulated. Hey, somebody puts out a YouTube video. The corporate media hypes it, showing Muhammad, you know, ripping a woman apart with a horse or something, and the Middle East goes up in flames, and U.S. ambassadors get killed, and all the precious little al-Qaeda jihadis they've delivered into Libya and Syria turn on their globalist masters. I mean, this is ridiculous. So somebody talks about Muhammad, and some of the Muslims go crazy, and then here in America, you get a bomb threat. It isn't like this in other parts of the world, folks, where you just have this total culture of fear. I see cases all the time where, well, you see it in the news, where somebody, even in rural areas, will walk out with their rifle to stick it in their truck or their car to go to the shooting range or go hunting. And, the police are shutting down the part of the city and looking for a man with a gun. And then you'll hear the report. Yeah, I saw him. He was putting a rifle in his car. And, oh, my gosh. And, in fact, just a few weeks ago, they shut down part of UT because somebody on the edge of campus was seen putting a rifle in a car. Yeah, it's Texas. There's rifles all over the place. I mean, I'm in here right now at the office putting night vision and stuff for the next episode of Brothers in Arms, our gun show, you know, to go out and test night vision and stuff with sponsors. I mean, what if I walk in the office park with a rifle? Are we going to just shut half the city down and run around in fear? Now, two things could be going on. This could be a prank, or it could be some angry, disgruntled Muslim who's mad that somebody exercised their free speech to get them all stirred up as a political October surprise for Obama as all of this gets out of control. Or it could blow up in Obama's face if he doesn't handle it right, and it could hand it to Mitt Romney, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the guys basically, there's like 1 degree of separation in their real policies. They look different, but they got basically the same elite financing them and some of the same speechwriter types, you know, reading off a teleprompter. People like, I liked Obama's speech. I liked Mitt Romney's speech. They didn't write it. Okay? It's not what they really think. They're corporate pitch men, front men, representatives, cults of personality. Bill Clinton was financed by the globalist, but he was a real CIA agent out of college with Hillary. He actually wrote most of his speeches. He actually called the shots because the globalists respected him that much and he's that evil. Kennedy was a president who didn't go along with the globalists and tried to do his own stuff. They killed him. Reagan, who was an actor, actually was more of a president and made more decisions than Obama does or George W. Bush did. I mean, you need to understand, presidents today, Nixon ran the whole show. And the elite didn't like that, even though he was their guy. They got a little jealous of that because he did what he wanted. We don't have presidents anymore in this country. Okay? Jimmy Carter, bumbling puppet, who they shut up. George Bush Sr., total globalist, front man of the globalist, but making some of the decisions. Now, though, under the last few presidents, total, absolute teleprompterville. So we're going to continue breaking this down and then get into the big news, which I don't want this to be a distraction. Not just the Middle East and the burning embassies and the American flags being pulled down. In Tunis, they pulled down the American flag. And a couple other places, they're pulling it down. Why is that a big deal? Here in America, the illegal aliens pulled down the American flag in San Francisco and in Tucson, Arizona, off the private businesses, off of public schools, where else do they do it? Off of post offices. There's video and photos. And it's like, oh, how cute. American school kids in San Francisco, Hispanic Americans, can't wear American flags. They're told take it off. It's upsetting to the illegal aliens who are so nationalistic from Mexico and say, hey, California was Mexico. You take that shirt off in Mexico because the Southwest, for all intents and purposes, is Mexico. And the globalists run the whole show. They run Mexico, and Mexico runs the Southwest. and they run the narcotics, and they run it all, and the government wants to destabilize it further and spread that bedlam to the United States as a false flag to take our guns. And even though they got caught, the ATF's trying to restrict semi-autos and things by regulation, not by law right now, citing Southwest bedlam and heads being dumped out every day on the U.S.-Mexico border. So I got to give my guns up because you narcotics-trafficking megabanks who said in the SPP, rebuilding your whole New World Order system, that you'd use border crises to establish your North American Union. All right, I'm ranting. Now, the big news that I'm going to cover at the bottom of the hour, the big enchilada, is that on Monday, we had Ted Anderson on about this, they announced... We're not going to call it QE3. It's going to be called continued easing. And I called Paul Watson this morning on the phone together. We sketched out an article. We collaborate a lot. And because I was upset because no one got what was happening with the quantitative easing. They're like, oh, $40 billion a month in stimulus for the American people. No, that's not what's going on. So Paul has the article coming out. But right before I went on air, Washington's blog, the great writer over there, the great researcher, they got it. So that article's already up at InfoWars.com. Is Paul Watson's article up yet? Because he said it would have already been up. And it's a maximum issue that I get that article that I helped write this morning. He's polishing it up and adding links to it come out. But in the time being, before we get into this, it's up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. As predicted, Bernanke launches QE3 to help big banks, which will destroy the economy. That money goes to buy derivatives. It goes to buy worthless counterfeit mortgage derivatives that have been sold in some cases more than 50 times. Counterfeit crud, and the media spins it like they're helping the economy. That's why this inflation hasn't been as intense as it should have been with tens of trillions of money being printed and issued, because it only goes to mega rich. That's why the only real hardcore hyperinflation you see is in palaces, mansions, yachts, $100,000 watches, $500,000 cars. Folks, there is inflation of close to 100% a year in luxury items. It's booming. While your favorite restaurant shuts down, and the textile plant shuts down, and the machine shop shuts down, and the steel mill shuts down, and the grocery store shuts down, while the service industry's even shut down and things are boarded up all over the country, you go to the luxury area, baby, it is more expensive than ever. Steaks are $100 at the restaurant they were $50 the year before. Okay? Because that's where it's all going, is to Wall Street that's not free market. But it is a criminal, I'm not saying the entire Wall Street, but the mega banks at the top, and they're shutting down the rest of Wall Street as well. It's a total takeover by design, and we're going to be breaking that down. Yeah, there it is. Our article just went live at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Great job, crew, getting that as soon as it came out. New banker bailout disguised as QE3. Latest move represents huge transfer of wealth for the middle class to the elite. Started writing this at 8 a.m. with Paul Watson. He got it all polished and put together. There it is. Maximum push. Get that out to everybody. Bottom of the hour, we're going to cover it. Now, we're going to break here in a minute. We've got Melissa Melton and John Bowne on the street down at the edge of UT where everyone's been pushed back. What is the what is it looking like? I've been watching local news, and the people are really getting into the fear and the hysteria. What's going on down there? Infowars.com reporter Melissa Melton.
Droves of students have been evacuated. We've talked to a few of them. The sense that we're getting is that a lot of students thought this was a drill, because apparently they've been doing a lot of these drills lately. So when the siren first went off, everybody just kind of sat there because they thought it was just a drill. It wasn't until later when they started sending mass texts telling everybody to get off immediately that the fear kind of really set in. And everyone we've talked to is pretty afraid.
All right, do we have John Bowne on his line there with us? Because we're going to come back and go to both of you. Melissa, your line's not doing too well there. John Bowne, are you online with her?
Yeah, let's try this line. How does that sound?
Yeah, I think we got your lines crossed. We'll work on that during the break and come back. Stay there. We'll be back and hear exactly what's happening. Our reporters are saying it looks like it can be connected to a drill. Yeah, I mean, look, they got this video out to hype up the Muslims to go crazy. You've got all the troops massing. I told you October surprise could be a big Middle East conflict. We'll be back.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
gentlemen. We're not going to talk about World War III being geared up. We're not talking about any of that. No, Al-Qaeda, because the guy had an Arabic-sounding voice.
I am going to bomb you. Give up all your liberties. The men in black ski masks will stick hands down your pants, keep you safe. Al-Qaeda's scary, huh? Al-Qaeda work with Tea Party, Homeland Security say. I mean, it's just all ridiculous power grab. Was it some crazy person calling in? And who knows? But now they have evacuated the J.J. Pickle Center. We're going to get an article up at InfoWars.com in the next 10 minutes on this, which has nuclear reactor, has a nuclear reactor at it. So now they've got this big, giant base with fences all around it, and they've got to evacuate that closed campus now because of supposed bombs. Breaking news, UT J.J. Pickle facility also evacuated. But the real headline is nuclear reactor evacuated. We take you now to Melissa Melton, InfoWars.com reporter on the street. Melissa, recap what you were trying to say earlier.
We met up with a bunch of students as the evacuation was getting into full swing. And from those that we talked to, it seems that a lot of people didn't take this seriously because they thought it was a drill. According to almost every student we spoke to, there have been a lot of drills going on with this same scenario lately. And so when the alarm started to go off, people didn't take it seriously because they thought it was just another drill. And it wasn't until later when the campus started sending out mass texts saying to get off of campus immediately that people started to get scared and really file out quick.
So, I mean, I've noticed that. So it was kind of fun to get scared. Was it kind of like a carnival atmosphere?
A little bit, yeah. We got that sense. But they just kept saying over and over, there has been so many drills lately, we didn't know what was real and what wasn't.
Oh, so they've been saying there's been an increase in drills.
Yes. In this same scenario, recently.
Expanding on this, there's also, of course, the threat at the North Dakota campus. It's been cleared. We've now confirmed what you told us about 10 minutes ago off air. That the nuclear reactor in North Austin that UT runs, along with their rail guns and particle beam weapon system, that whole campus has been evacuated as well. That's a closed campus. I don't see the point in doing that. Maybe they should shut down all the other UT campuses across Texas.
Maybe they should. Actually, there's a bunch of students milling around down here. We're driving through right now. We're in the heart of campus, and if this is really serious and it's a big deal, these people shouldn't all still be here. So there's tons of students just standing around. They're like, they're not sure what to do.
Well, some of the reports I saw were that it was going to be in 90 minutes after the call. It was an hour and almost an hour and a half ago. In fact, it'll be an hour and a half in 1 minute. So supposedly, aren't the bombs supposed to go off in about 60 seconds, Melissa?
Basically, yes. We just passed a huge group of what looked like transportation workers or construction workers just all standing around, too. So unless somebody knows something we don't, apparently, yeah, we're about to all get blown up, but nobody seems to care.
Well, I'm sure TSA will keep us safe. They're now all over Texas streets sticking their hands down people's bags. Soon it'll be down their pants. Would you feel safer, guys, if you had some TSA there?
I wish the TSA was here, don't you, John?
Oh, yeah, that would be a big help. Yeah, and you know, Alex, you there? It's John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you remember last year when that shooter went inside the building here? It looked like the Colorado shooting, like a pre-Colorado shooting.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was, they were ready for drills on that as well. So I think what we're seeing is completely staged. Everyone seems to
That's right. They had drills right before the guy went in and shot himself. And then they also, you're saying people said there were a bunch of drills right before this. What do they specifically say?
They just said that they were ready for evacuation drills and that this, they didn't even believe this was real because they've been given so many drills at this point. So people aren't surprised here. They're getting used to the fear that...
Well, that's what you go to college for now. I mean, there's not going to be any jobs with those degrees. You go there to learn how to spy on people, how to be spied on, how to be forced to take inoculations, and how to basically get cancer and die, and how to live in a police state. We'll be right back. Stay with us, guys.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers, the builders, these are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusted.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got our reporters, John Bound and Melissa Melton, at the big downtown main UT Command Center campus. It's really just a hedge fund for foreign banks. The university is a small part of its business. It owns media empires, sports teams, bioweapons facilities, bioweapons companies. They've got a Bevo, you know, football team. So people feel like they're part of something when they go get a degree that in about 90% of the cases will be absolutely useless for them. Most of my family went to UT. I'm not attacking University of Texas. It's just not a university anymore. It's a brainwashing facility that engages in a lot of weapons development. And they've got rail guns, particle beam guns that are public, and multiple nuclear reactors. still going. They've got one under UT downtown and a big one up north, one of the biggest research reactors in the country. They've evacuated the nuclear reactor. So just know that, because somebody called in and said, I have put bombs in your mailboxes. All of this right as they want to attack the Middle East, right as this video comes out to get everybody angry. It's probably staged, or it could be somebody who's actually mad and making threats, or it could be somebody that wanted to get out of taking tests today, or it could just be some troublemaker. I mean, we don't know. The point is that we have our reporters there, and then I get into the big news of the day, the quantitative easing and what's happening in the Middle East. Ahead of Ben Swan, you've seen that Fox News reporter that's making so many waves, I think better than national Fox News. He's the newest member of Fox 19 news team, and he's been there a couple of years, I guess, and he's in all these reports on did the RNC script rule changes at the start of a civil war in the Republican Party. He's the guy last week that got to talk to Obama about the NDAA. He's the guy that questioned what happened there in Colorado. And I said, you know what? I've just got a feeling that guy's a listener. We need to get him on. And, of course, he is a listener of the show. And so he's going to be popping in during some of the next hour. And we're maybe going to play a few short clips of some of his reports. Pretty amazing stuff. That's a real reporter right there asking serious questions. And it's not just that he asks good questions. I mean, it looks like something you'd see on national TV, except they don't cover stuff like that on national TV. But he's getting a national following out there, so he's going to be popping in with us in the next hour, even though it's a busy news day for him. And in a moment, we're going to get to new banker bailout disguises QE3. That's our top story today. It is so important that everybody get this out to everyone they know if we're ever going to stop this madness. But first, going back to John Bowne, And Melissa Melton. Guys, are you there with us in downtown Austin at UT?
Oh, yeah. We actually moved positions. We're closer to the heart of the campus. And there are a lot more students out here evacuated. We've got more news crews over here. And I guess we're about 5 minutes away from what the bombers said the bomb would go off. So we're just going to wait on that. We're going to get some replies from the public.
Well, there's varying stories, but the AP and Huffington Post reporting, the call was at 8:35 a.m. Central. Then they said that it was past 9 o'clock. So we're 2 hours, actually, past this. But, I mean, who knows? They may shut it for weeks because it teaches everyone proper fear. And, again, I mean, I could play a clip of that. What's the name of that guy that has the puppet that says, I will kill you? It's, you know, the dead terrorist. What's the name of that guy?
I can't remember that guy's name.
Come on, we all know the name. What's the name of the guy that has the puppet, the Habib, the dead terrorist, or whatever it is?
Oh, he won on that show on TV, the America's Got Talent or something.
Yeah, what's his name again? You got Jeff Dunham. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine 310 million Americans running off the edge of a cliff, just in fear, with their eyes wide, slobber coming out their mouth, screaming, stumbling, breaking each other's necks, running over each other, piling off the edge of a cliff, right into the hands of J.P. Morgan, Chase, Goldman Sachs, New World Order, in fear of a one-foot-tall Habib the Dead terrorist going, I will kill you. I mean,
I wonder how much money these drills cost to do. And, you know, they're making sure this one's successful, you know. And, it's not a success. These people are walking around scratching their heads, you know. Some people are scared. Some people are just so completely desensitized by what they've done with these drills over and over and over again that that's just a big sham.
John, you noticed that in the months before 9/11, they had more than 10 bomb threats and cleared the North and South Towers in Lower Manhattan. You know that. But then on the day, they had loudspeakers saying, stay at your desk, everything's fine, when jetliners had hit the buildings. What do you think was going on there?
Pre-planned. Well, I mean, who's ready to say, stay at your desk? Who's got that all written down and ready to go?
And by the way, that was confirmed. That went on. And some people said, well, some authority over a loudspeaker. You know, airplanes have crashed into buildings. You know, there's fires everywhere. They're saying, stay at my desk. So I think I will. I think I will.
From the Colorado shooting, where there was something going on over the loudspeaker there too. You know.
Well, I mean, sure, Operation Northwoods calls for shooting U.S. citizens on the streets and in movie theaters and stuff. But and sure, Operation Gladio declassified, they shot up movie theaters and stuff to take people's rights in Europe. But you know what? They wouldn't do that now. I mean, sure, they'd take 4,000-plus foster kids in the U.S. and radiate them to death and shoot little kids up with syphilis and nerve gas our own troops by the thousands in Project Shad. But you know what? They wouldn't stage a bomb threat, John. Good people run our government, John.
Yeah, I'm, you know, reporting here from the experimental madhouse they call the University of Texas, funded by globalist madmen. This is basically a foreign entity, and they're running a drill today from their entity here in the United States. And it's, we're getting so desensitized from all this, we need to just turn the machine around and get rid of these people because this is too obvious.
I'm convinced that if giant flying saucers landed from Mars, like War of the Worlds, and had telescoping, you know, tripod legs and were laser beaming people, as long as there was a Bevo or your favorite local sports icon on the side, you know, the UT Longhorn symbol, people would walk out with their children and say, vaporize me, and it would just fire and destroy them. And they would just...
Well, you know, if Al-Qaeda was smart, they would blow up Bevo. I know it's blasphemous around here, but...
Gosh. Well, the CIA, don't give them ideas. Al-CIA, don't give them... But their Al-Qaeda is busy with NATO aircraft, NATO helicopters landing them there in Turkey and in Jordan to go in and murder the Christians and Jews and people. But Al-Qaeda's dangerous, though, because they just threatened UT, though, John.
Yeah, and that, you know, now the CIA is getting into the movie business with that Muhammad movie, maybe they'll have a sequel to that where they blow up Bevo.
Well, it's not like, John, don't start a rumor. People will be body shields, you know. Here, take my wife, guard Bevo. You know,
yeah.
I mean, in fact, don't give them ideas. They may like say we've got to like throw our children into meat grinders because Bevo has to walk across a red carpet of ground up children because he's so. I mean, it's the golden calf.
Yep, and he's delicious.
All right, listen, John. I know we're joking around, John, you should take this more serious. Why, these bombs were supposed to have gone off, depending on some reports, an hour ago.
Yeah,
you need to be more afraid. I mean, even though you've got a better chance of being struck twice in a year by lightning than dying from a bomb in the United States, is all these movies, the Joker was blowing up universities and stuff and hospitals. I mean, it's real. I mean, we need TSA. They're now saying at every movie theater, people are suing the movie theater, demanding grope downs at the theater. Even though the guy came to the back door, reportedly, and somebody let him in, but never mind that. I mean, you should get more into the fear, John.
Yeah, I guess I missed the boat on that one, because I'm actually a lot more afraid of the stupidity of the public.
Well, I'm afraid of the big, giant, out-of-control government buying 1.4 million bullets and buying armored, mobile, giant tanks and helicopters and drones and in their own training manuals saying that they're preparing to take on the American people. I mean,
that's okay, Alex. That's okay. That's, you know, that's great. That's freedom. That's freedom fries, Alex.
Well, I tell you, John, any other tidbits you'd like to add before I have Melissa Melton say some final words from the fear gripping Austin right now from the bombs that, depending on the report, would have gone off an hour ago or 15 minutes ago, but who knows? I mean, those bombs could be there in 100 years. We should evacuate like a neutron bomb hit Austin, all of UT, forever, because a guy with a Middle Eastern-sounding voice called up and said, I have put the bombs in the mailboxes, American pig.
Well, you know, they got to pay these police to do something out here, and then there's a lot of unmarked cars.
Good.
And those got to be paid for, too, and they've got to have something to do.
So, other than writing tickets, you mean?
Instead of writing tickets. Generating more revenue for the city, but
let me get some final comments from Melissa Melton before I get to our top story that we can't cover because of the bomb threats. Go ahead, Melissa. Yes, are you scared right now?
I'm absolutely terrified right now. I really wish the TSA was here to rope me down and make sure that I'm not covered in bombs.
Well, you might actually be the person that did it all.
We were headed here for another interview, and then this suddenly happened. So, possible. Everyone else doesn't seem to be afraid at all, though. They're just
you know, I forgot like, that. You're down there to interview the UT professor. Well, actually, I don't want to give it away. Have you gotten that interview yet, or this already happened?
Don't give it away. We were about to do that. We were headed here for that purpose, and then we couldn't even get on campus because they were closing off streets. And so I'm going to try and get it after this, but might have to postpone it. I don't know. He might be really afraid because he might be scared he's going to blow up. So,
any other points, Melissa?
I just think it's really sad. It's a sad testament to see how far we've fallen. That all of these people are just milling around. They don't seem to even care. I mean, the few students that I talked to were afraid, but it was only way after the fact. They were just so desensitized by all the drills and all the things that have been going on that they just kind of walking around like, oh, okay, we'll get blown up. That's fine. I don't care. It's very sad.
Well, just thank goodness Homeland Security is there to keep us safe and ship guns into Mexico and fund Al-Qaeda and give them 10,000 missiles in Libya and we've got to give our rights up. I mean, Al-Qaeda is so evil and deadly that our government runs it publicly.
They're everywhere. So
oh, it's
we need to be safe.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for your courage, because I was like, how are they already down there when I got here to the office? And then they're like, oh, they were down there doing an interview. And I'd forgotten you were going down to interview the professor who, let's just say has some interesting statements. So I look forward to having that information. Thank you, Melissa.
Definitely. Thank you.
Call back into the hotline if anything else develops down there at UT. Gripped now for 2.5 hours in just total fear. City shut down. Nuclear reactor on a closed campus. Evacuated. I mean, end of the world stuff. Somebody called up with a scary Middle Eastern accent. Man, that could be a new weapon system. Just where drones fly around with people, you know, with daily calls to prayer. And everyone would just fall over dead. All right, let's shift gears to the real news. Okay, I've got articles here with press conferences by top scientists where new GMO crops hitting store shelves are linked to reprogramming your organs to turn off. But, hey, that'll make more money for the hospitals. Nobody noticed pediatric cancers up by 10,000%. Nobody noticed other cancers up by 3,000%. Sheryl Crow, I mean, got a brain tumor after breast cancer. It's kind of like getting cold now to get brain cancer. So everything's fine. Let's not worry about all that. Let's not worry about QE3 or QE Unlimited, the QE Big Gulp, Big Bite. And first it was QE1, QE2, and we promised never QE3. See, we told you we keep our promise. It's going to be called Unlimited, Continual. And we're going to be breaking that down ahead of our guest joining us in the second segment of the next hour. But this article is big medicine up at Infowars.com. You might want to Twitter this out. In fact, we'll send it out on The Real Alex Jones at Twitter. You might want to retweet this. You might want to put it on your Facebook. You might want to get it out to your family so they know that when they hear, oh, the government's doing some stimulus for you. This is another banker bailout on what? What did even CNN report? In fact, guys, I am that to you. But I want to just show people CNN itself admitting it. We have the Fed statement linked here in the article. $40 billion a month, and there's going to be some other ones they're going to do, to buy securitized derivatives mortgage instruments, a whole spectrum of them. $40 billion a month to buy the fraudulent crud. And you know the Federal Reserve, with all the quantitative easing they do to the banks, which is just a tax to them, a payoff, not even a bailout, you get to pay it back in taxes, and they're going to squeeze it out of you. In federal, state, property taxes, it all gets tickets the cops write you. That money all gets fenced back through city budgets and the rest of it. It all goes to the offshore banks, and the media will tell you it's your debt. There it is. The policy known as quantitative easing, and often abbreviated to QE3, entails buying $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities each month. The end date remains up in the air as the Fed will reevaluate the strength of the economy in coming months. Folks, they're shutting down the real economy. The big banks on record will not loan. Will not loan. I'll say that again. Will not loan. Since they've gotten 40-something trillion dollars one way or another, it wasn't $870 billion, folks.
tens of trillions of dollars they've leveraged. They've put it into more derivatives, more crud, had cities, counties, pension funds, government minions invest everything in it so that our whole world is tied to a black hole of fraud while they demonize lemonade stands and the Amish trying to and pass all these regulations to shut down family farms and pay to ship our jobs overseas and have tax incentives to ship them overseas. That's the grand plan. And then the big banks, what did they do? Oh, we're going to give them trillions to loan to get the economy going. That'd be bad enough, but at least it would get the economy going, even if it inflated the currency some. Instead, they're devaluing the currency while so you're getting double whammy. You're not getting the extra money, but it does devalue the currency. So things do go up in price, but not as much. Only in luxury items, yachts, $500,000 cars, palaces, mansions, penthouses, that is seeing some of the greatest inflation ever because the money all goes to them and you're going to pay it off in taxes. And that's why they're getting 1.4 billion bullets and giant black tanks and turning the general cops all into SWAT teams because they're getting ready to stomp your guts out. They're going to take everything you've got and shut your town down with a Gen 21 and only the insiders can do business.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Boy, I tell you, I'm here ranting and raving because what we put up with is so unreal. But that's what happens with tyranny. Stuff gets really crazy. And it's so clear we're in a psychological warfare operation the mega banks actually brag. I mean, I've listened to Bloomberg Radio, where they have all these big bankers on, bragging that they're conquering Europe and that they're going to have a federation and that they're bankrupting the nation states and how they're going to get rid of football teams named after countries, the soccer teams, and make it all be named after the euro, and how they're going to set up a global government. And it's just all over the place what they're doing. But then they're on the main news for the general public going, oh, we're going to $40 billion a month to help get the economy going, while they privately order the banks not to loan to people. That came out because that would cause hyperinflation. Instead, there's only hyperinflation, and it's basically started. I mean, some luxuries are up 100% a year, 3 years running, because these people have unlimited money, ladies and gentlemen, and you're paying for it. You're paying for it. And that's why I get so mad at cops when they pull you over or, you know, white glove you, getting in your face. I want to go to Ted Anderson here to talk about this. And, Ted, let's just get you back on, because I wanted to do a whole interview, and I went off on this stupid bomb threat issue. But this article that we've got, I just had it, and I was out there showing them the article. I need the article. It's the top Infowars.com article, and I was showing them that I wanted it tweeted out at Real Alex Jones, so it's gone. It's the top Infowars.com story there at Infowars.com. New banker bailout disguised as QE3. Ted reported this on Monday. No one was even reporting it. The Fed said, yeah, we're just going to look at ongoing. It's not even QE3. It's to whoever they want. And that's why Obama's saying we'll bail out businesses, not just GM. That means all their buddies will get free money. Like MSNBC got $500 million of stimulus money and did not hire one person. They gave all those anti-American scum collaborators giant raises to sit up there and put down my country. And to run pieces how it's bad that talk show hosts like Alex Jones have advertising and make money and sell things. We sell things people want. We voluntarily fund our operation while these pigs live off our money. And they call this capitalism and blame capitalism for their crony fraud takeover. Ted, I'm ranting. And I wanted to get you up here about QE3 and not do an infomercial for gold. But you are the name in gold and silver. And gold went up, what, almost $50 yesterday. It's up and down today. But we said when they announced QE3, get ready. All the big analysts are saying, Ted, $2,000 gold by the end of the year. I don't know if that's the case, but I know they're devaluing my dollar. And that's why I'm in gold and silver, Ted Anderson.
Well, yeah, I mean, you should be in gold and silver because they're printing paper and they're liquefying the money supply. I mean, there's going to be so much money in the marketplace, and you're talking about $40 billion that they're announcing. But if you go in and you read that Fed report, actually, after they consider everything they're doing, it's actually $85 billion each month of new money that's being placed into the system. And that's competing with the money that we already have.
How much money again? Say that again, Ted. How much
money? $85 billion. We have a PDF version of the open market. The Board of Governors published this thing, and you can have it if you want to Google it. Fine. If you want to just save yourself a little time, just call us. We'll send you a PDF document of it. But it's $85 billion.
Absolutely, Ted. We've got it linked in our article too. New banker bailout disguises QE3. Now here's the little pitch for you folks. They've got a bunch of gold and silver they bought a week ago. But, you know, as it's been going up now over $150 or so the last few weeks, they've still got it lower prices. But that's going to sell out and you'll pay more. Give Midas a call. Ask for the radio specials or the free reports, 800-686-2237. Stay there, Ted.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.